Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm your host, David Blackman, with my co-host,
Tim Streifler.
Tim, big episode.
Episode 10, yeah.
Episode 10. Woohoo! Where's the party bells and whistles and stuff? And it's a great episode, too. We kind of saved this one. We're going to admit to you folks that this topic was actually episode 7.
7 or 8,
and it's such a huge, it was such a huge topic that Tim and I decided to put it onto a milestone episode, like episode 10.
Yeah.
Why your website needs a blog.
Huge.
This is an important topic, Tim. We can't stress this enough. So businesses ask me all the time, why do I need a blog? You know, I don't want a blog, but it's very, very important that businesses understand how, if they're going to be found in 2017 online, there's a lot of competition. And we're going to kind of go through why having a website with a blog is important. So you want to start this one off, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. So the number one reason why your website needs a blog is because content is king. The search engines, they love content. You don't want a website simply with, four or five pages, about page, homepage, services, etc. That's not very good for search engines. There's not a whole lot for them to go off of. And so having a blog is a great way to increase the amount of content and pages on your website for the search engines to index. And so you don't want to just have a blog that is simply, monthly, here's monthly news for our business. You want the website, or you want the blog, to basically answer questions that your prospective clients or customers are asking. And that is how you get found on search engines. And so,
I'm going to jump in here too and add to this, because this is a very, very important, and I tell this to every single client, and it's a basic layman's understanding of how search engines work, and we'll sum up pretty much why your website needs a blog and why it's important. So for non-web developers who, business owners who have a website out there, when you create a website, Tim mentioned a five-page website, brochure, about, contact us, homepage.
Yeah.
What happens is when you build that website and you submit it to the search engines, let's use Google for example, we tell Google, hey, we got a new website over here, come crawl my site. They actually send what's called a spider into your website, which is just software, and it goes and it reads your robot.txt page. And it sees what the content of the website is, and it checks it out. And so it says, okay, timstreifler.com, he's a Divi expert, a web developer, and, I index this website. Google comes back to your site the next day, reads the same site again, and notices, no content's changed. Okay, it comes back the third day again, reads the content again, no content has changed. Well, over time, when Google continues to send the spider to your website, if they've come a week or 2 weeks out and nothing's changed on your website, Google makes a decision and says, you know what? This is a static website. We don't need to come to this website every day.
Right.
We're going to come to your website every week or once a month. Well, when you start doing that, your competitors who are updating their website on a daily basis or a weekly basis, Google's indexing them on a more regular schedule. So they're moving up, and Google sees them as an authority in their industry. So that's kind of a long-winded, short, hopefully to help people understand why it's important and why content is king.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll have future episodes talking about how to create ideas of things to blog about, and how to have a schedule for your blog and so forth. I think we got two episodes right there for the future, David.
Absolutely, man.
But
number two.
Yeah. You want to go for it?
Absolutely. One thing that blogging having a blog on your website, what it does for you is it helps build trust and credibility for your prospective clients. So for example, Tim and I are both web developers. We publish a lot of web development content. So when visitors come to our website, they see, you know, our technical articles or our how-to articles or our helpful articles, our blog basically, and they see us as an authority on the subject that we are, and it instantly gives us credibility. And you know, as they use our content and they try some of our tips or tools, they end up trusting us and stuff. So
yeah,
it just becomes a tool.
And on that note too, if I come across a website and I'm trying to figure out, okay, is this website still in business? Are they doing well? Is this someone that I want to partner with, you know, do business with, hire, et cetera? I'll look at their blog as well as their social media channels and see when's the last time they posted, you know, how often are they producing content? Because if they're updating their website frequently, adding new blog posts, then chances are they're doing well and they're someone that is going to stick around, and therefore I should, you know, invest in, you know, hiring them or whatever it may be. So yeah, that's another side reason.
I think those are some great points, Tim, and I think it segues into reason number three of why your website needs a blog.
Yes, which is it positions you to be a authority on a subject. And we kind of mentioned this in different words with the other points, but when someone comes to your website and they see that you are, for example, a plumber. I don't know why plumber came to my mind, but it did, and that's the example we'll use.
We're going with plumber.
And they see that this plumber not only has, you know, a website with, you know, the services that they do, you know, pictures of their past work, if that's a thing for plumbers, but they also have blog posts showing that they know their field. You know, they have a post on, you know, how to change out a faucet, and they have another post on how to do this. It shows a prospective client or customer, et cetera, that they're an authority on this subject, and therefore they're someone that I want to hire. And so, yeah, that's a huge reason, right?
Yeah, there. I'm not sure we want pictures of the plumbers.
Yeah, maybe not.
Of the plumbing.
As I said that, I was like, yeah, I don't think that's actually a thing. I don't think people do that for
people. Actually, it's really good. It leads credence to other types of content, which is video, because people do want to do it yourself. There's Home Depot, there's Lowe's, there's these big box stores, and you know what? I want to change my own faucet out. And so if you have a website that's producing content and showing people how to do this, Google views that website as an authority, mm-hmm. and it gives them authority ranking over another plumber who just has a 5-page website with static content, no blog, and never changes. Well, you know, search engines are very smart these days. Yeah. They are able to see, you know what? This person's an expert in their industry, and this person not so much. So if you're listening to this and you're a business owner, these are some really valid reasons of why you should be blogging.
Absolutely.
Our next reason is it helps build an audience and it gains repeat traffic. That's very important in search engines as well. You know, some of the algorithms that Google and Bing and stuff use is site traffic, how often people come back to your site. Well, one of the reasons why people would want to come back to your site is if you've got a blog. If you don't have a blog and you're not updating content on a regular basis, then why should I come back? I can come and read Tim's about page one time, and I'm pretty good with that. I don't need to come and read his about page every day.
Yeah.
But if there's content that gets added to the website on a regular basis and it's valid content that I need, then people are going to start to become loyal. They're going to start coming to your website on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of going along with that point, you know, the buying cycle or the hiring cycle, depending on what type of business you are, it takes longer than a single visit. And so David mentioned talking about talking about how it positions you to be an authority on the subject. And you have, going back to the plumber example, you have the plumber that's publishing blog posts on how to change your faucet, and you have those do-it-yourselfers. Someone might think, well, why would I want to give away that content, that knowledge of how to change the faucet? Then they're just going to do it on their own instead of hiring me. But what's going to happen is you're going to get that repeat traffic because they came to you and learned how to build a faucet. Well, now 2 months later, they have another project that's way more complicated than, you know, something simple with the faucet. And so now they are going to hire you. And so, and they learned something from you. So they were able to, you built that trust and credibility that you know what you're talking about. And you taught them something already. You already gave value to them. So when it comes time for them to hire a plumber for that bigger project, you're going to be on the top of their minds. And, you know, in that buying cycle, it takes longer than a single visit. You know, sometimes it's, hey, I need a plumber, call the first guy that comes up. But sometimes it can take a little bit longer. And so, you know, visiting your site, coming back to see new blog posts and everything.
Yeah, I think some, when you need a plumber, Tim, it might be that first guy you call.
It might be, yeah. That's not the best example for the long buying cycle, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Let's talk about our next point, which is, you know, the reason why you want a blog is it generates leads. You can do email acquisition, start to build your audience and stuff. So, you know, in every business, inevitably, there are slow periods in a year. Well, if you have a blog with regular content and you're allowing people to subscribe to your blog, you start to build up a database of potential customers. So if, you know, business is slow this certain part of year and you know that, you can market to those people to try to get more business. So that's a huge advantage. And it doesn't matter if you're a service-based industry, if you're a product-based industry, you can do this across the board. And your blog helps you to do that by generating leads for your company.
Yeah, and even to this day, email marketing is one of the most effective methods of internet marketing, even with social media and all the new stuff that's coming out, Snapchat, Instagram stories, whatever. Some of the top internet marketers still say that email marketing produces the highest conversion rates. And so if you don't have a blog, you don't really have a good way of acquiring new emails or new leads. And so that's a great reason to have a blog, is to build that audience through gaining email addresses.
And our last but not least, very, very important reasons of why your website needs a blog is... it gets you clients and it generates revenue.
Yeah.
Period.
Definitely. Yeah. That's kind of like the summary of what all the other reasons ahead of it will eventually lead to, you know, generating leads, emails, building trust and credibility, search engines, and so forth. At the end of the day, your website is there to, it's a business and it's there to make money. Then really at the end of the day, you need to be able to get new clients to generate revenue. And so having a blog is a outstanding way to do that.
Fantastic. Well, Tim, I think that was a awesome episode 10 for WP the podcast.
Yeah. Milestone episode. Absolutely.
Yeah. And this is, you know, it's got a lot of great, valuable content in it. So if you have questions or you want to continue this discussion going, please comment, reach out to us, head on over to WPthepodcast.com. Check out episode 10 on our website. Look at our show notes. We'll have a summary of what we've discussed. Like, subscribe to our podcast. That's how we get found. And Tim, what else will they maybe want to do?
Well, if you enjoy the podcast, we would be extremely grateful if you gave us a 5-star review on iTunes. That helps us, again, with the rankings and helps people find us, find our podcast. And ultimately, that will help us continue to create these episodes and hopefully provide lots of great value.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, it's been another great episode. So
definitely.
Thank you all for joining us at WP the Podcast. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.